Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Today's call is sponsored anonymously, wishing a happy birthday and good health to Marsha. Thank you so much to our anonymous donor. Thank you so much for your generosity and for being a part of the call. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 12th day of the month of Nisan in Israel, where it is already Yom Shlishi, the 13th day of Nisan. We continue to hold Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, our brave Chayalim, and all those standing on the front lines protecting our people. Davening for all those who have been injured, you may have a Refuah Shalema. Continue to keep in our tefillos the brave American servicemen and women, grieving all those who have been lost, giving their lives in the line of duty, and we pray for a recovery for all who have been injured. Above all else, we ask Hashem to guide and give wisdom to the leaders of Israel and the United States, and all those who stand against these threats, that they may lead with clarity and strength. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States of America and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel in their days and in ours. May Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety, and may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will, and Omar Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Schlosselberg of Ray Kushner High School in Livingston, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Schlosselberg's remarks, he will lead us in Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and finishing with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. Will be followed by the Mishabirach for our incredible Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Schlosselberg will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And with that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Schlosselberg.
Shalom, everyone. Nice to be here with you today. I want to share with you a very powerful midrash. The midrash comes from Shir HaShirim, Megillah that we read over Pesach, and tells the following mashal, following parable of a king and queen. You can't have a mashal without a king or queen, of course. And the king or queen have a daughter, and unfortunately, tragedy strikes when she's just a toddler, and she's kidnapped from the palace. And the king and queen hire every investigator they could to try to catch the kidnappers. But unfortunately, they have no luck. And this girl grows up amongst her captors. After a number of years, she's able, as she grows up and gets stronger, gets a little more intelligent, she's able to manage to escape. And she escapes from them. She has no money. She has no possessions. And she doesn't even remember that she's a princess. And she meets people on the street, people who didn't necessarily make the best decisions in life. And she hangs out with them, teenagers, people around her age. And she gets into some difficult situations as well. She doesn't make the best decisions as she's hanging out with them. And one day, the king's carriage is going down that road. And the king looks out the window and he sees this girl. He sees his daughter and he looks at this girl and he thinks to himself, could it be? Could that is that my daughter? She looks so similar to my wife. And she would be this age. And he says, driver, stop. Please call that girl over here. And the driver goes over to the girl and says, the king, the royal majesty would like to speak with you. And she's scared. She's scared. She's made some bad decisions. She's scared. She's in trouble. The king, she has a wanted poster for her. And she goes over to the king. She's trembling. And the king looks at her and says, it is you. Do you know who you are? She says, no. I have no idea who my real parents are. And he said, you're my daughter. You're the princess. And she's shocked. And the king says, can you come back? Would you want to come back home? Would you want to come to the palace with me to see your mother? She said, of course I would. Can I just go say goodbye to my friends? He says, sure. She walks over to the friends and she tells her friends, you're not going to believe this. She said, I'm the princess. I'm going to go back to the palace right now. And they're shocked. And she says to them, you think you're shocked? How do you think I feel? From how I grew up and how I lived my life until now to finding out that I'm a princess. Now, I happen to be involved on social media. And I started an account right before October 7th. And after October 7th, a lot of Jews and non-Jews reach out to me. And I get questions pretty much every day. Both in halacha, but mostly in hashkafa. If any of you, if anyone wants to reach out, you could DM me on Instagram or Twitter. Happy to help anyone who needs. And I've been in touch with many, many Jews who are contemplating intermarrying. And most recently, a few months ago, there's someone, a woman I was speaking to, who was in a serious relationship with a non-Jewish man. And one of the things that I said to her, and usually when someone reaches out to me, obviously there's something in them that is thinking about either somewhat or strongly thinking about breaking off that relationship. It's a little bit of an easier conversation for me to have. One of the things I said is, I want you to realize where you come from. I want you to realize that for generations, your ancestors, in each generation, sacrificed to be Jewish. And each person, each of your ancestors were persecuted because of the fact that they were Jewish and gave up so many things just to continue the line all the way back from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. If someone intermarries, the reason why it's so severe is because you are cutting yourself off from that line and you're cutting off your future descendants from that line. And even if, just technically, I'll say even if the woman's Jewish and the children are Jewish, obviously, I like to tell people, like, yes, your children would still technically be Jewish, but if their parents intermarried, it's really not the greatest role models for them to continue to marry Jews. But that's a very important thing for people to realize who they are. And the night of the Seder, Pesach, it's all about reminding ourselves who we are. We think about and we discuss the fact that we were avadim, we were slaves in Mitzrayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw us, and Hashem knew, we're not slaves. We're children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's who we are. And even though externally we looked like slaves, and we even acted like the Egyptians, at Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim turned to Hashem. They said, why are you saving the Jews? Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah, halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Jews didn't do that much better than the Egyptians. But we are so much better because of where we come from. And that's what we have to always remember. And the night of the Seder is to remember for ourselves and to give over to our children the greatness of being a Jew and what that means. That's what it's all about. It's about thanking Hashem for saving us for reminding us who we really are. I'm going to read the Prakim of Tehillim now. I'm going to start with Tehillim Parakaf. Natsach Mizmar David, Yanchad and I Biyom Tzara, Segevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Azacha Mikodesh, Mitzion Tzadaka, Yizkor Kamechosacha, Volatcha Yidash Nesela, Yitem Lachach, Vavacha, Vocha, Tzadcha Yimalei, Yonah Bishwa Asacha, Vishem Elohei Nigdol, Vimelei Adonai, Kamechalo Sacha, Ata Yadati, Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicho, Yaneh Vishmekosho, Vros Yesha Yimino, El Varecha Vele Vasus Vanachna Mishim Adonai Naskir, Him Akov Nafala Vanachna Kamsadad, Adonai Yoshia Machanini Yom Kerenu, Karkov Chaf Aleph, Shilam Malois, Esana El Harim Ein Yabo Ezri, Ezri Mim Adonai Oise Shamayim Vadas, Al Yitin Lamotaglacha, Al Yanum Shomrecha, Hinei lo yenum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yarech balaylo. Adonai yishmorcha mikora yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzilchavecha mi'ata v'yad olom. Herakuf lamin. Sher malo is mimam akim karasich Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli tinaz nachakashivos v'kol tachninai im avanos tishmarya Adonai mi'amol ki emcha haselicha liman tivarei ki vise Adonai kisanashi v'livara ochalti nashi l'adam shomim laboker shomirim laboker yachel yisel el Adonai ki em Adonai yachater v'arbe mufidus v'hu yivdesel mikol lavonosav. Achinu kabeisel hanesunim batzara v'shivya ha'umdim bein bayam bein b'yabasha ha'makom yirachem aleim v'yotim mitzara v'ervacha me'afila l'ura m'shiva l'geula ha'shabag v'azman kriv numar amin. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Yishverach for Chaylei Tzahal. Yishverach Avosinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Huvarech Es Chaylei Tzahal Hagana Lisrael, V'Anshei Kochos Bitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Artinu V'Harei Eloheinu Migvul Halvanon, V'Yal Midbar Mitzram, U'min Hayam Hagadol, Al Levo Ha'arava, Uvachol Makom Shehim, Vayarasha Ba'avir Vayam. Yitin Adnai Tzoveinu Hakamam Alinu Nigafim Lifnehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'Atzil Et Chalini Mikol Terav Tika, Mikol Negal Machla, Yishah Baruch Hu V'Atzilcha V'chum Maseirem, Yadver Sonin Etachtem V'yatrim B'chesa Yishra V'yat Keret Nisachon, Yikuyam Bahem HaKasuv, Ki Adonai Lichem Ha'olichem Achem, Yilachem Lachem Im Oidechem L'Shiachem V'nomar, Amen. Mishberach L'cholim. Mishverach Avosinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, Hu Yivorach Brates Acholim. Bavur Shakam Spadim Bavaram, Isharza Kashbarhu, Malay Rahmi, Malayam, Lachimam, Laprosam, Lachadikam, Lachisam, Yusach Lem Hira, Fush Limbam, Minashman, and Rachadem, Sakadem, Bussar, Holyzel, Fus Nefesh, Bussagov, Hasha Baglas, Makrivenumar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I would also very appreciate it, especially right before going into Pesach. Appreciate you making the time to be with us, and we look forward. Praise God, and Eretz Hashem, having you back on the program. I want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help behind the scenes. Okay, so I mentioned this last week. We're going to try and do a call tomorrow. I don't have a speaker set up yet. Either I will come up with an idea, or we will, at the very least, hundreds of us will have the opportunity to say Tehillim together. So, with that, please join us back tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. It'll be our final call for going into the Chag, where we will pause at that time at 1 o'clock tomorrow to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.